The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
When the Buddha walked with his disciples, he pointed to the ground and said, "This would be a good place for a temple." Shakadevendra took a blade of grass, stuck it into the ground, and said, "The temple is erected." And the Buddha smiled. About 5 years ago, in 2020, in the spring of 2020, David Roshi and I were sitting in the back of the temple in the garden in the grassy area, in two chairs facing each other, about 10 feet apart, because this was the beginning of the pandemic. We began our conversation with masks on, but then eventually lowered them and began talking. It had been a while since we saw each other. And it was great to see him in person. Then he popped the question. "Michael, would you consider living at the temple to be its caretaker?" And I was floored. Taken, almost fell off my chair. I had been coming to the temple for almost 10 years at that time. I was a senior assistant teacher. I was a practice leader. I had been coming almost on every week basis to weekly practice, 1 to 2 or 3 times a week, attending sesshin. I was also on the Samu committee, doing all sorts of projects around the temple for many years. I come to love this place. And the thoughts would roll around in my mind about living at the temple, what this would mean for me, my life, and my practice, which I had been taking quite to heart. And admittedly, I was caught up in the idea of the temple as this extraordinary place, a place with a magic of its own. And of course it is. The temple is a place of significance. It's a sanctuary, a refuge, a place of awakening. But it's not only a structure, it's the place where I am, where you are, right here. Your practice right now in your space, in your home, the temple, this breath, this body, this moment, the temple. No matter what condition you find yourself, here now. Whenever you bring your wholehearted attention to your life as it is, the temple rises. And there's also the vast and real temple of Zen. The great scaffolding of Zen that holds us all. Through the vows and efforts of many practitioners over hundreds of years, all of them who have walked this path, teachers, lay practitioners, monks, priests, all forming this form. And the innumerable, uncountable events and causes and conditions that had to align to bring this moment right here, right now, into the moment into fruition. All of it supporting us, the temple. And we are never alone in our practice, even though we are sitting alone, most of us, in our rooms, in our home practice. The temple is alive, a living entity. It's this space, and it's this whole world. It's this body, it's all beings. It's your own sincere effort. And it's the whole lineage of awakened beings supporting you. So tonight, I'm encouraging you to honor the temple that you build in your heart. In this moment, moment by moment. And honor the temple that we build together for this practice that we inherited and that we will pass on. One blade of grass, 10,000 blades of grass, all placed upright here and now. The temple is built anew with every step, every breath, every moment. As Dogen says, each moment is all being. Each moment is the entire world. Each moment is the temple, this sanctuary, this refuge. Shakadevendra took a blade of grass, stuck it into the ground, and said, "The temple is erected." And the Buddha smiled. Thank you.